That's Arlene, time for Lum and Abner. See what's going on down in Pine Ridge.
Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Grandpappy Spears in the Joffendown store helping Lum and Abner mix up the famous Hempstead formula. Listen.
Yeah, doggies, I wish Cedric hadn't went over to that butcher and grocery man's picnic today. We could sure use him here to help us mix up this junk.
Yeah, we're doing pretty good.
Well, I don't mind working long as we're helping the farmers around here getting shut of them boll weevils.
No, no, if we can get shut of them boll weevils, it would be the finest thing at all. It'll save the whole community. That's what it'll do, us included.
Of course it will. Look what I'm giving up, though. I don't even get to make my speech over there today.
No, we're getting that sack race, neither one.
How many gallons of this pigeon-toed formula have we stirred up so far today?
Oh, I don't know, Grandpap. Ain't got the least ideas. We ain't keeping up with the order that's pouring in, I know that, so. How far behind are we on this stuff now, Lum?
Now, let me check over this list here again.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait just a minute. Weren't that our ring?
Yeah, more than likely it was.
Believe it was.
Phone's going to ring itself right off on the wall forever this day's over.
Yeah,
hello, Joffendown Store and Boweevil Company. Oh, yeah, Earl.
Earl must have stayed away from the picnic today, too.
Why, we figure 4 gallons to an acre, Earl. But you see, 1 gallon of the formula mixed with water will make 4 gallons of spray.
Don't need to go over there and catch that grease pig you had
every time. 1 gallon of formula to 3 of water.
Him and Sam Shell is doing it together.
$2 a gallon. Well, 20 acres will run you right around $40.
Earl, catching too, he bites them by the ear and holds on.
Yeah, it comes pretty high, but it's worth it if it'll get you out of them boll weevils, and everybody says it does. All right. Well, now, it'll more than likely be tomorrow morning before we can get it over there, Earl.
Never did catch a pig. He went around there for months. You couldn't understand.
We're so far behind here, we can't get hitched up, looks like.
Oh, why, good. Couldn't hear a word he was saying.
Oh, yeah, we'll have it there just as early in the morning as we can.
Finally got Caleb Weef enough to make him come out of horn.
All right, Earl. Much obliged. Goodbye. Put down 20 gallons for Earl Pomeroy.
20 gallons?
Yeah.
Doggies, we're going to be stirring this junk all night long.
Yeah, we see some way we could speed up productions on it.
Huh?
We ought to have 10 times as much as we've got there.
Well, now, Lum, I'm working just as fast as I can.
Well, I don't mean that.
Look there. Got blisters on my hands. What more do you want me to do?
Well, I ain't kicking about your words.
Just look at that blister there. Well, I guess it ain't quite a blister, but I know that it will be before long.
Well, I never meant it was your fault it was slowing us down.
No, sir, I'm working
what's
my
best. Holding us back is that bottleneck at the wholesale house.
Bottleneck?
Yeah.
You mean that old man, Frawley, that works there?
No.
Come to think about it, he does sort of look like he's got a bottleneck. Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, that is. That's funny.
Oh, that Lum's a wit. He gets them all.
Yeah, you're right, Evan. But by a bottleneck, I just meant they was holding us back because they ain't sending some of the stuff we need for the formula fast enough.
Oh.
I called them again about an hour ago, wouldn't they? Said they were doing the best they could.
Well, Lum, I still don't see why you don't just get all the stuff from that drug outfit in there at the county seat. They deliver a lot faster than that wholesale place does.
Yeah, but if we get all the junk for the formula at one place, they'll know the secret of how we make it. And then they can start making it themselves.
Oh, I know that that's right, ain't it?
Yeah, we've got to protect ourselves on this formula some way. And that's the only way I know of doing it.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
You know, you fellas are just liable to get spavin-legged rich off in this thing if you ain't careful.
Well, let's not be careful, then. I've left the foreign to being rich. Be a nice change, I'll have you there.
Well, you're right.
Yes, sir. I'd love to be a well-to-do millionaire.
I think maybe we do stand to make ourselves a nice piece of money out of this eventually.
Oh, yeah.
Right now, all we're interested in is saving the cotton crop around Pine Ridge here.
Yeah, yeah. So, Grandpap, we better get some more of this junk ready here and get it bottled up. There comes our delivery boy right now.
Delivery boy?
Yeah.
That looks like Ben Withers out there.
Yeah, that's who it is.
When'd you put him on?
Oh, this morning, before you got here. He was over here about 6 o'clock this morning, wanting to do something to help out, so we just set him out to deliver.
Well, what about his constable work?
Well, he can do that on the side. He can deliver around here close to town if they need the constable. Well, we don't know where he's at all the time.
Whereabouts to get that team and wagon he's driving there?
Oh, he borrowed him from Eli White.
Oh, I didn't think he'd come from Irish Liver Stable.
No.
Never had a mule that fat in Eli.
No, no, that ain't his mule. Did you get it all delivered, Ben?
Dang. Got a whole lot of new orders for you, too.
Well,
good. I don't know how soon we can take care of them, though.
I brought back more orders than I delivered.
Well,
Mr. Johnson wants 30 gallons, and with Goshen 15, are they sure?
Wait a minute, not so fast, Ben. Let me get this wrote down here.
Well, I'll just give you this paper where I got them down. You can copy it.
Yeah, that's a better idea.
A handbill for the 4th of July picnic you got there, Bill.
I could have sold that whole wagon load you sent me out with this morning before I was a mile away from the store.
Granny, 50 gallons for Jim Weatherford.
Jim Weatherford?
You have been selling this stuff.
Well, I'll give you a little tip on salesmanship, Lum. You'll put a price of $2 a gallon on the formula, didn't you?
Yeah, that's right.
Well, I found by cutting that to a dollar, you can sell twice as much for the same price.
Hmm. Yeah, that's right. Cut it to a dollar.
Right.
Well, for goodness sakes, that's below cost. We can't afford to sell it for a price like that. Lose money on every gallon.
Yes. What you do, Lum, is just slice that price right in half.
Oh, me.
I find, too, that's creating a lot of goodwill for the product.
Well, I don't wonder.
No.
Yeah, that's fine, Ben. But when you go out next time, you keep that price up to $2. We've got to make a little off of this.
Why, of course we do. Though, because I know I ain't going to stand around here stirring that stuff and get these blisters on my hands for nothing.
Creating a lot of goodwill for the product.
Yeah, somebody's going to have to create a couple of goodwill baskets for me and Lum, too, if we keep on selling it for that price for low cost.
Look, Ben, you better call up all these people here and tell them you've made a mistake on the price.
Yes, sir.
Tell them it's supposed to be $2.
How's that, Lum?
The way you sold it, we'll be losing about 70 cents a gallon. And with the size of these orders you bring in, we'd go broke.
Yes.
You better get on the phone there.
Yeah, get on there. Call them up right now, Ben.
Call them up, you say?
Yeah, here's your list. You can just follow that.
All right. I think that's a good idea. Make follow-up calls on all these orders.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Well, looks like Mr. Johnson, the first on our list. I think his rank is, a long, short, and a long,
yeah. Yeah, that's it. That's it. Long, short, and long.
Abner, we're going to have some more jars pour this pigeon-toed junk in, too.
Oh.
We've used up every spavin-legged one we got here.
Yeah. Well, Logan, I believe there's some more of them half-gallon jars back in the feed room, Grandpap. I'll get out there after a little bit and see for you.
Hello, Mrs. Johnson. Well, this is Ben Withers. I'd like to speak with Mr. Johnson, if you don't mind, please.
Hi, it's still there.
Yeah. Oh, Mrs. Johnson,
what's he doing a woman's work?
Well, yeah, I reckon you can just tell her, and then she can tell old man Johnson whenever he comes in.
Big sissy.
Hello, Mrs. Johnson.
More likely just looking over her crops.
Well, all this is just a little follow-up call on that sale I made out at your place this morning.
Yeah, why
is it? Yeah, the boll weevil formula.
She's fat. What a hit the road running there one time.
Well, we're just trying to create goodwill for the product.
No, Ben, tell her about the price.
Just hold the line a minute, Mrs. Johnson. What'd you say, Lum?
Tell her about the price.
Oh, yes, the price.
That's the whole idea of this call, you know.
Right. Hello, Mrs. Johnson. This is Ben again. Lum wants me to be sure and mention to you about the price.
Yeah, tell her to be sure and tell Mr. Johnson, too.
Well, we just want to know if you're perfectly satisfied with that price.
No, Ben.
Well, that's fine.
Listen, Ben, wait a minute. Tell her.
That's all we want to know.
Tell her you made a mistake.
Thank you very well.
Oh, me.
Goodbye, Mrs. Johnson. Well, that takes care of her, Lum. She's very well satisfied. Let me see. Who's next on our list here?
Ben. Never mind. I guess it ain't no use to make them calls after all.
Well, I'm perfectly willing to do it, Lon.
I know you are, but...
And I have always felt that creating goodwill for your product is a good, sound business principle.
Yeah, well, it is sometimes.
It pays off in the long haul.
Yeah, it pays off in the long haul over the hill to the fourth arm at that price, Ben.
I believe we'd better make those calls after all, Lon. That's a sound business principle.
Yeah, well, we'll handle it some other way. Later on. And after this, Ben, in case you take any more...
I believe that's our ring again, Lon.
Yeah, more likely somebody wanting more of that dollar a gallon deal.
Well, don't let them have it.
Hello, Edwards and Peabody Chemical Company. Well, this is Lum Edwards, the president. Who?
I'm going to get out of this company.
Oh, yeah.
Sell it for a dollar.
Uh-huh.
Lose money.
Well, it's supposed to kill boll weevils. Has every place we've tried it so far. So it takes a gallon to an acre.
At $2 a gallon.
$2. Yeah, a gallon. That's right.
Think the best got a job.
How that? Much?
Picnic, let them throw baseballs out of here.
Granny's, I don't know where we could take care of an order like that or not.
She makes good at it. I might put in one over here.
Well, I better study on it and call you back.
Yeah. Into that business, if we don't stand, right?
Yeah, quick as we can.
I can learn her not to dodge.
You betcha. All right, sir. Goodbye.
Who in the world was that, Lon?
That was Ode Thompson.
Ode Thompson?
Yes, the head of the Polk County Cotton Growers Association.
Oh, him, yeah.
He says if that formula will do what we claim it will, he'll take 6,000 gallons.
6,000?
Yes.
Oh, hey.
Johnny's Abner, we're rich. Don't you understand? Rich is bottom land.
Well, it looks as though both fame and fortune are finally coming to the Edwards and Peabody Chemical Company.